Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Check it out. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday.
Yeah, hey. You made it. Get through today and smooth sailing.
It's downhill slide, man.
It goes so fast when you recognize the Wednesday is just the hump you got to get over.
Does that help, you think?
Mentally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physically?
Physically.
Yeah. Mentally and physically.
My low back still hurts.
When you start
in pain.
I'm getting over the hump.
I wake up in pain now.
When you start thinking about the weekend, Wednesday? Monday.
You know what? I think it depends on how busy the week is. Because for whatever reason, we had one of those nights last night where nobody had anything. And it was just kind of like, oh, we can do whatever we want. And then I started thinking about the weekend. Because I had time.
Yeah.
But if I had been in the car and been driving children places, I wouldn't have had time.
You're
to
focused
think about
on
it.
The task at hand or the next task within
Precisely.
12 hours, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. When I have these random.
Interesting.
It lets the mind wander, and I started getting excited.
Because we just, before starting the show, just started talking about Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And the weekend.
I guess Wednesday is, you can do that. You can't do that on Monday.
Is it because they both start with a W-E?
That's probably it. No.
No,
because most of the time I feel like I don't start thinking about the weekend until like Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, because I had plans Friday. Whoops. Should probably confirm those.
So you're right. Sometimes it's the opposite. You forget to think about the weekend and you have a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have an oh crap Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, oh crap.
An oh crap Thursday.
Yeah.
Don't have an oh crap Thursday.
Have a start humpy thinking. Wednesday.
Get through your humpy Wednesday, and then you won't have an oh crap Thursday.
That's right. Use this humpy Wednesday to kind of look forward to the weekend.
Look at the mental gymnastics that we are going through. Like, just to make it all make sense.
We just diagnose the human condition. That's what we do. We live it. We talk about it. We diagnose it.
We understand it.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's our job, right? To process it. And then to broadcast it.
To make it make sense.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we did it. High five. Pop. Can't quite reach each other, so air five.
But I figured we needed a sound so people knew when we were in the process
Thank
of high fiving in the air.
It's not that we didn't make contact. We made air contact.
Yeah,
just no sound.
I'm actually better at air high fives than actually human high fives.
Isn't everybody? Because you can hit wherever, and it's like we made it.
Have you been ever trained to look at the elbow when high fiving a person?
No. What is this?
If you aim the elbow, you will hit the hand more often than not. Otherwise, you spend too much time trying to figure out where the hand's going to go. The elbow is your guide. Trust me.
This doesn't make sense. You want to hit their elbow?
No, you don't hit it. You five.
Yeah, but you look at their elbow.
Look, yeah, exactly. Bam. See, we were right on there.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Even for the air five.
I know. That our other air five was pretty close.
Had we been close enough to make contact, we would have made contact, I'm pretty sure.
You would have heard us. Half slap or a full slap, depending on.
Practice.
One, two, three.
Oh, wow.
I know. Ow, that stung a little bit. That air five stung just a tad.
Forceful air five.
It was, because you had all the energy. Now you know to look at the elbow.
Sometimes I don't know my own strength.
Yeah, because nothing's worse than trying to do a high five and you whiff it.
Yeah.
And then one of you feels.
Can you give me a life hack? Like this early on a Wednesday morning, life hack on how to high five. And I thought I knew how.
Now, you've gone all this time. This stuff they don't teach you in high school.
Yeah.
You need to know this stuff.
You need to get on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, stat. Welcome to the School of Hard Knocks.
They need you.
Is there a Hard Knocks TikTok channel? I'll do that.
Hard Knocks TikTok.
Hard Knocks TikToks.
I like that. I like your channel.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Write that down for real.
I'm writing down.
That's good stuff.
Hard
Knocks.
Knocks.
TikToks. That's good stuff.
Okay. I might even put a little star next to it.
But yeah, please do. And from the makers of Scrabble, there is a brand new version of Scrabble. They've made it more accessible for a younger generation that apparently
doesn't know how to spell?
No, according to their research, competitiveness amongst younger generations has gone down. They don't want to play to see who's the winner. They want to play and they want to collaborate. So they've got a less intense version of Scrabble.
So like teamwork Scrabble?
Yeah. It's called Scrabble Together.
Is it for kids or it's for everybody, but it's because the the younger adults buying Scrabble now
yes.
were on soccer teams that didn't keep score.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody got a...
something.
Yeah. Participation
yeah.
matters. In this version, you team up and you complete mutual goals. Like you're working together to create the Scrabble board. Like play a word containing two of the same consonant. Play a word containing at least two different vowels. Complete a vertical word and you kind of work on it together.
I think we have a generational challenge here.
I actually don't mind this.
I don't mind that if you're playing with your kids yes. and it's educational and instructional.
Yes.
But by the way, do you play Scrabble? I feel like you and I would have a great time playing Scrabble.
This is so embarrassing. I love Scrabble. We have a big fancy version of Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the way games are and you put them away
yes.
in the game closet? The Scrabble is so big that it usually gets to the bottom
of the game. It's the base of the games, right?
It's the base of the game pile.
Where's Mousetrap in the list in Candyland?
It's there up.
Okay.
And very accessible.
Yeah, totally.
Play those a lot.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that Scrabble is so big and so fancy, I never want to take it out unless it's like, we're playing Scrabble.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
Because like you have to move 12 other game boxes to get to one game
and
box.
And it all falls down. So, yes, I do love Scrabble, but is it worth it to take it out all the time?
It's heavy. And I have to stand on a ladder. Nah.
Yes, I love Scrabble. No, I don't play it a whole lot.
All right.
But I think that I've played it the last, you know, 12 years, I had to think about it, with kids. And I think that that's a really good variation for them to get involved.
I totally agree with that.
Play with mom and dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, as a lover of language, I like that it's encouraging spelling and vocabulary.
Right.
All that stuff's cool.
But if it's me versus you,
yeah,
we're playing OG Scrabble, baby, because I'm going to throw down.
OG, by the way, 7 points. OG.
Oh! Is that true?
I don't know.
I'm like, there's no way, because O would be one.
O is one.
And G's probably like a two-pointer.
I think G's probably a three.
You think?
Well, ing. There's a lot of ings.
Oh, true.
See, look at this Scrabble strategy already
nerds!
Starting. You say nerd, I say future leader. It's the same thing.
Things are looking up for us.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Hey, speaking of observations, can I share an observation that I observed my daughter observing?
Go for it. I followed.
I made an observation of my daughter who came home from school, and I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. When they get home, the first thing they want to do is relax, unwind, grab a snack, and turn off their brains. And I get it, right? After you get home from a long day, mm-hmm. you just want to...
I do that after work. Why not?
Yeah.
School's work for kids.
Yeah. So, fine. Watch a little bit of TV. Relax. Unwind. Audrey gets home, and she fires up the old television.
Mm-hmm.
It has to fire up. once it's fired up, she turns on Netflix, and the first thing I hear her say is, no! I was like, what? What's wrong? I thought there was something really, really wrong with like the TV. Something was broken. I had to fix something. She's like, Mama Mia is leaving Netflix soon.
SOS!
SOS! Save Mama Mia! Apparently she's been watching and she really, really likes it. I don't know why or what made her click.
I love that though.
It's interesting to me. I'm like, are you a big Meryl Streep fan? Or
she's into, I don't know if that warrants a no.
No, it was a no. And I just thought it was like a life shattering, earth altering kind of thing. But it was Mama Mia's leaving soon.
How much time does she have to get it all in?
And it just says soon. That's our problem, is we're trying to do the research on like what's the cutoff date. Because she's watching it a second time, apparently. So she was able to turn it on because it's leaving soon, not now.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched a little bit and yeah. It's
a lot of times those seem to hop over to another one.
Exactly.
Like it's probably on Max next
it's or not
Peacock.
Your yes, it's yep, not,
it's
your,
not
turn.
Your turn.
You have to take turns with the movies. There's only so many
share
movies.
Share the movies, kids.
Streaming channels. You guys share.
I do like that she's into Mamma Mia.
I know.
The music, it's a musicale.
It is a musicale.
It's a musicale.
I can't wait to explain to her. It's a musicale, darling.
Pierce Brosnan's a horrible singer.
Yeah, but that's kind of the fun. Isn't
it's
it?
It's a lot of fun. Yes.
And Colin Firth, anything Colin Firth, yes.
Colin
please.
Firth does great work.
I love him.
Well, I'm and you and I and the Hubs, I guess, wait, hold on. The spouses are going to go see this TCR. I forgot who's going and who's married to who.
You and I and the Hubs.
My husband and your husband?
Yes.
We're going to have a great time at TCR with their reunion concert.
Your poor wife gets called uncle by your niece.
I know. It's a little bit crazy. Okay. Here's my observation. What's up with all the out-of-state license plates? Do you concur?
Yes.
Okay. On Sunday, going to the airport, Texas, Virginia, Mississippi, and South Dakota. Driving home from Washington, Iowa last night, I followed a car from at least Iowa City to Cedar Rapids from Oregon.
What?
Exactly.
What are you doing here?
That's what I want to know. Were people driving through the area for the eclipse?
Oh.
Because a lot of people were going in a direction that didn't seem to make sense at the time. But now that I think about it, if you're in South Dakota and you want to see the eclipse, the easiest route is probably to go towards St. Louis, and you're going to go
through us.
Well, it's the Avenue of the Saints, baby.
Oh,
right. If you're in Mississippi, I don't quite know why you're here. Texas, that eliminates that argument. Okay, eclipse is not the reason.
It can't be.
I just talked myself out of that theory.
They were going north.
I know. That just kind of caught me off guard. It's one thing like, oh, cool, Pottawatomie County.
Yeah.
Or Sac County. What are you doing on this side of our state?
Hey, you guys.
Oregon, South Dakota.
What's going
Mississippi,
on?
Mississippi.
Why are I have
Texas,
seen these two?
You noticed this too?
Yes. Yes. I had a string of Floridas.
That's what that reminded me. Like you had that weird rash of Florida call.
No
cars.
Reason.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there a well, we had a dance thing.
And why aren't we embracing them, right? Like, welcome. Oh my gosh. This is so great. No.
Who are you?
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
What's your business?
City of Cedar Rapids inviting the public to preview nearly completed designs for the Light Line Loop project and learn about construction timing. Let me give you the footprint.
Yes, please.
Check museum. You got the bridge that goes over the river.
Right.
You also have a...
Well?
I don't know the number, actually. It is...
Is it 16th that goes...
18? Am I off there?
Yeah.
Either way... I know where you're asking the guy who doesn't know directions for directions.
I know. Go on.
So check museum. And then there is a pathway, right? Like a walkway and bikeway.
Yeah.
Over to Mount Trashmore.
Yes.
But you can't cross the river there.
Nope.
You can now.
What?
That's part of the project. The Light Line Loop loops that entire area so you can get to Nubo and Czech Village through multiple locations. They're also going to build a new roundhouse is coming back.
What?
There's going to be a pedestrian plaza. And then once they get those anchor points down, there's going to be a lot of development that's already projected to go in around it.
That's
so
exciting.
There's a lot of just brownfield and unused green space.
Yes.
As you get into Nubo, that's the plan. If you want to see the renderings, get the full layout, 5 o'clock tonight till 6:30 at the Cedar Rapids City Services Center, just off of 15th Avenue Southwest, kind of close to our neck of the woods. They start construction spring of 2025. This is going to be, you thought that was kind of a focal point anyway, or a destination point. That's going to continue as it gets even bigger and better.
That's
so
exciting.
Take a look at all of that happening with the city of Cedar Rapids coming up after today. Let's move you over to some sports shots. I was Caitlin Clark winning the John R. Wooden Award for the second straight year as the nation's top women's college basketball player. Clark leading the Hawkeyes to their second straight appearance in the title game for the NCAA, leading the nation in scoring at 31.6 points per game and assists at just under 9 per game. But the bigger numbers to give you, Sportshots! I've got the men versus women's NCAA TV ratings.
Okay, I was very fascinated to hear this. Break it down.
Women, let's just use round numbers.
Okay.
19 million is 18.9.
Okay.
Which I think was a slight bump up from ESPN's number. UConn versus Purdue, Monday night, men's basketball averaged 15.
Wow.
That's a 4 million person swing, the population of a smaller state.
What?
In between the UConn Purdue game, which was just under 15 million. Versus the just under 19 million people who watched the women's game.
That is astounding.
Most watched.
Wow.
That's getting close to NFL numbers.
Yeah.
And now the WNBA is hoping that carries into their broadcasts and their attendance and their ticket sales as well.
I hope so.
Now, you've got the big event at Carver Hawkeye tonight. Don't forget, doors at 5. The event's at 6. It's free to go, but 5 o'clock in Iowa City on a Wednesday is going to be kind of busy, so kind of know your parking route. And then I believe it's Monday night. You've got the WNBA draft, which I don't know if that's ever been televised. I don't know. I've never followed women's basketball this closely.
I haven't either.
I have a feeling a lot of people will be watching it.
We're all learning.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
A couple times in your life where the outfit matters.
Absolutely.
Wedding.
The wedding is a big one.
Usually a holiday photo.
Sure. But I think we can all agree, prom, it matters.
Think back to high school, right? What did that effort you put in to match the cummerbund and bow tie to the dress? I don't even know if people still do that anymore.
You have no idea the agony that she went through to find the dress. It had to be just the right. It had to represent her style. It had to be a good fit. All the things.
All of that fun with none of the high school drama, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to adult prom, everybody. Z102.9, Hold Your Horses Prom 2024 for adults. Cash bar. You're going to look good. We're also trying to channel those vibes of the Kentucky Derby. So we want to see a big hat. I'd love to see a dapper, very spring seersucker looking suit. I think that would be awesome.
We'll do our part. We've decided that we are going to be the Mint Julep committee. We'll make sure that the drinks are on point.
A little Kentucky lemonade, perhaps.
Maybe.
That sounds good as well. So here's what you need to know. Prom date, Saturday, May 4th. Prom time, 8 until 11:30. Prom location, Doubletree by Hilton, downtown Cedar Rapids. But more importantly is the ticket information.
Got to have a ticket to get into prom, and you need to get your ticket right now. I can't guarantee that they'll be there at the door. Space is limited, so get your tickets ahead of time. If you're going to go through all of the getting a dress, making sure everybody looks great, make sure you got your tickets in hand. You can do that very simply. You can get them online, kzia.com, or on the Z102.9 app. We've made it very simple to just grab your tickets.
Would you say we've made it very convenient?
Absolutely.
It is convenient, which means there's usually a little bit of a convenience fee if you get your tickets that way. However, if you got some cash in your pocket, make sure it's in multitudes of $30 at a time, because that's the price of a ticket. Pay cash, save the fee, go to Theater Cedar Rapids Box Office or Hertine and Soccer Jewelers in Iowa City. As long as they're open during regular business hours, you can get your tickets there. Just make sure you have exact change, and it is $30 cash only for those tickets. You got everything else you need to know. Saturday, May 4th, Z102.9's Hold Your Horses Prom. Details at KZIA.com and the Z app.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Ooh, this isn't good. Sylvester Stallone has been accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of his Paramount Plus show, Tulsa King. They film in Atlanta. Season 2 is currently in production. Apparently, the problem is some comments coming from Sylvester Stallone about the extras that they hired. Apparently, he was quoted as saying they were bleeping ugly. He would also call people nicknames like Tub of Lard.
My God, man.
Fat guy with the cane. He asked for pretty and younger girls to be on set instead. So that made it kind of uncomfortable. And according to the casting director, a toxic place to work, and the casting director resigned.
Next up, will we see the studio get involved?
Well, it's a little bit of they said, they said. The director of Tulsa King denies that Sylvester Stallone insulted anyone on the set. He says that there was kind of a difference of opinion. The casting director hired older actors for a scene where they were looking for more like 25, 35-year-olds in a hip young bar.
So how do you mess that up?
How do you mess something like that? That's pretty basic, right? As a casting director, you should know what kind of people you're looking to hire. And apparently the casting director just hired a lot of like much older people to be at this
bar. One guy with a cane.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And that wasn't what they were looking for. So it's like it wasn't just, and maybe he said these things, but it was never in front of people. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy about when things got said or how they got said.
Have you ever been an extra before?
I haven't had that opportunity.
I did it once in St. Louis, and they're pretty clear when they put the call out what that, like, I was a teacher at a prep school. I fit the profile. I got a teacher bod.
Uh-huh.
I had a teacher. I wore my own clothes.
Teacher bod question. What?
Think of all of the teachers you ever had. They all have about the same body type.
Mm, okay.
Except for your PE teacher. Teacher bod.
Teacher bod.
Right? I look like somebody's shop teacher. It's exactly what they wanted. I don't know how the casting director and the person shooting that scene weren't on the same page.
That seems like a big major thing yes. that we should have had a conversation about. There's a meeting that somebody missed.
Regardless, Sylvester Stallone, you can't make those comments about people.
Exactly.
Right? That's just not exactly. cool.
But there is this like, well, he never said that kind of thing going on. So I don't know. Was it actually said or was it this casting director who got fired and then starts making trouble for Sylvester Stallone? I don't know. And just to be really clear, the director also says that Sylvester Stallone never asked for pretty young girls. And that wasn't like he was trying to mack on ladies kind of thing. His wife, Jennifer, was there the whole time they were filming.
Good to know.
Yeah. So thank you, director. The way I have it set up is good news, bad news. Is that okay?
Let's go good news, bad news.
Okay, good news. We've got a brand new movie trailer. Joker, Folie à Deux is the sequel to the 2019 Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix reprising his role as the Joker, Arthur Fleck, and Lady Gaga making her appearance as the iconic Harley Quinn. It's very powerful, wouldn't you say, visually?
Yes, for sure.
We got some really big moments. The whole trailer kind of centers around their first glimpse, their first meeting of each other inside of Gotham's Arkham Asylum.
So as a guy who loved the first one,
this is
so much of that takes place in his head.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes to life. How much of this is reality and how much of this is in the mind of the Joker?
Well, Folie à Deux translate to madness together. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a little madness in both of them. So we'll just have to wait and see. The sequel releases October 4th. But it looks really good.
Yes, it does.
Looks great. Okay, so I told you good news. Here comes the bad news. We were very excited to hear that Kit Harington would return as Jon Snow in a Game of Thrones spinoff. But it looks like we were a little too excited too quick because it's not happening anymore, at least for now. Kit Harington says that they talked about it, but it's currently off the table because they couldn't find the right story to tell that they were like everybody at the table was excited enough to tell. So they decided, like, let's stop trying to force it. Let's lay down our pens for the time being and come back to it maybe at a later date when we are inspired.
When's the later date?
He didn't say.
Dang it.
There may be a time in the future when we return to it was all he promised. But at the moment, no.
We got House of Dragons right now.
Yes.
And then I think there's another prequel they're working on.
Yes.
Separate of this one.
Separate of this one.
Okay.
That's even further or something.
And there's some dabbling of Kit Harington possibly in the Marvel MCU.
Oh.
So maybe that job is coming first.
Maybe.
I mean, I've not heard that at all. I'm just wondering aloud.
What he did say was that somebody leaked this and they shouldn't have leaked it because the Jon Snow idea wasn't anywhere near.
Wait, it's like somebody had a meeting and said, what about a Jon Snow show? And then all of a sudden it's on the internet.
Ran. Yeah, exactly. He's like, he didn't want fans doing this, like making theories or getting excited because nothing was definite. And he's a little disappointed that he had to let people down.
I could see that. That was a beloved character.
I understand because I feel like I let everybody down too.
You just report the sleaze, man.
I can't make the sleaze. I just report it. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Hey, Z102.9, good morning.
Hey.
Joining Song Versations this morning?
Have you experienced an uncomfortable song in front of your parents?
Yes. It was kind of on purpose, so I wanted to see my mom's reaction. So I played Colt 45 in my car.
What was the reaction?
My mom was like, shut this down right now. You're done.
Shut this down.
Mom did not take it well.
Banned on the dashboard.
And the worst part, I had my windows open and we were near a mall and she was so embarrassed.
Oh my. Oh, stand by. Z102.9 753 with the morning scramble. And our weather forecast is brought to you by Linder Tire Service in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell, lindertire.com. Forecast for today brings us sunny skies and a high of 64. Clouds increasing tomorrow with a high of 68. 36 right now. It's like the opposite of like you getting embarrassed when they drop you off at school. You're at the mall, right? That's your stomping grounds, yes. And she's all embarrassed to be there with you.
Yes, it was so funny, and she was just so embarrassed, and I was laughing. It was so funny.
That is a great story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks.
Hi, thanks for calling Z102.9. What's your Songversation story?
It was 2 Live Crew, and I was listening to it extremely loud in my parents' driveway. My mom caught me.
What did she say?
She just goes, gave me the look that moms can give you, and said, turn it down.
Oh, not off, just down.
I'm curious, was this something you had purchased yourself, or did somebody make you a copy?
It was somebody made me a copy.
Bad influences, right? It wasn't me.
The nice thing about somebody made you a copy is you can always play dumb, right? I didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what was on it. This is my first time listening to it.
Yeah, and you know my mom, Eric, so I mean...
Did she drive up and you're listening to it, or was she actually in the house and you, knucklehead, you should have had it lower anyway?
She was in the house. She heard it in the house.
Oopsie.
Nowadays, everybody just puts their headphones in. Right, and nobody hears anything.
Would have been fine.
Yeah, but back then...
I wish we were... Yeah, headphones would have been great back then.
That would have saved a lot of uncomfortable, embarrassing situations.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
What is the song that kind of made you cringe to listen to in front of your parents?
Okay, so I got to give you a little backstory first. It was... Back in high school, the early 2000s, we did playlists for basketball games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when all the players run out and they're listening to music. So
it's your very own version of Jock Jams.
Yes, exactly. We thought Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, would be a good one to be on our playlist.
It's got tempo. Give her credit.
It is. Yeah. And it's fun, right?
Looking back, all the fans, all the parents that would have heard that while we're warming up for basketball is very cringeworthy.
My wife, in charge of the dance team, thought Pour Some Sugar on Me would be a good dance number for the halftime show for the boys' basketball game at Harmony High School. That did not go over well, and I believe the principal called some people in on Monday.
Whoopsie doodle.
Those are embarrassing moments, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Talking about music, memories, and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Okay, so the song is Lil Kim, How Many Licks? And that was from, I think, the late 90s. And I was driving in the car with my mom, and the song came on, and I said, oh, I got to shut this off. And she said, no, we can listen to it. And I said, no, mom, you don't want to listen.
She's no, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Right. So So we start listening, and it is a crazy, really, really dirty song. And she starts going, oh my. Oh, geez. And by the end of the song, she's going, oh, I think I'm getting premature hot flashes. It really kind of backfired because I thought she'd be like, no, turn this off. But again, by the end, she was like, oh, geez. Oh, my goodness gracious. She was having a moment.
There's always a point of no return. It's like watching a movie with your parents, and there's a love scene, and you just got to let it finish.
Yeah.
Or else, because if you leave, it becomes weird, but nobody wants to talk about what's going on.
Right.
Because it's that uncomfortable.
I think it got weirder for you, though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It backfired for everybody.
I was cracking up because what is said in the song is so bad. I mean, it is horrible. But she's just freaking out, and I think maybe we listen to it one more time in the future, and then after that it was just done.
This is like textbook cringe moment. This is what it's all about. That's cringy.
I was hoping this would end, and now your mom's like a huge Lil' Kim fan.
Now she only listens to Lil' Kim.
It's weird for everybody, especially at the holidays.
That would be hilarious. But yeah, no, this is just one of those stories. And I'm like, do you remember that time, Mom, we were in the car and you heard that song? And
never
again. She remembers. She knows this song.
That's perfect. That's why we do Songversations. That's that memory is sealed in both of your brains forever.
Disturbing.
Well, thanks for being persistent. Sorry we couldn't grab the call before, but we appreciate you calling back, and thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Conversation starters about music and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble. C102.9.
Okay, what happened to you? What was the song?
So I had a cousin that I was really trying to impress. She was cool. She was older. And I was singing Baby Got Back at like, oh gosh, I was probably 8. And I felt really cool singing it. And she was kind of laughing the whole time. And now listening to the lyrics back and reading them back. Not a great song. When you're 8 years old.
Especially at 8.
I don't know what the song is called, but the rap song that Eminem is singing about Mariah Carey, I also showed my dad that song, and not knowing the lyrics to that, so listening to that entire song with him was not super fun.
I applaud the bravery, and I also give you a pass on, boy, that peer pressure, man. Your friends or your cousins, you try to impress them.
Very real.
It does.
It was a dance. It was a song. We had a whole thing, but not good.
Not good, no. Very embarrassing for everybody involved.
I like that. Not good. Not good.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, thanks for calling in the Morning Scramble. I'm going to throw in hold for one more minute. I'll be right back, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Z102.9 824 with the Morning Scramble. Got a forecast brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with CarePro for the medical products you need and the professional support you deserve. CarePro HealthServices.com. Forecast for today brings you plenty of sunshine and a high of 64. 41 now with the Morning Scramble. We're going to reset the phones here in just a moment. We've got 4 tickets for Orchestra Iowa. They're doing E.T., which is the opposite of what we're talking about right now. But we'll play for those tickets coming up next.
It's like, are you sure you want to just push it?
All right. Thanks for joining the Morning Scramble. What's your story?
Hi. Mine's not about just one song, but there was a really, really bad movie called Tenacious D with Jack Black. And my older brothers had watched it with us on the way to Minnesota one year. My dad took it and snapped it in half because every single song in that movie is just absolutely horrible.
Oops a daisy?
Yeah, that's a pretty inappropriate.
Very bad. I think I was like 12 years old. Yeah.
A bold move by your brothers, was it?
Yeah, to work that into the rotation in the car ride.
Oh, all the time. Every single trip.
Do you guys reflect on that? Do you ever reminisce about that story when you guys are getting together?
We do actually bring it up sometimes, but I think the worst part was that my dad snapped it in half because they wanted to watch the rest of it.
Well.
Nope. Give that to me right now. Boys, you give that to me right now.
Dad, that was rented.
Blockbuster's going to charge you, Dad.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.